I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan spoke to his officers in Kandahar today. General Stanley McChrystal told the officers that, quote, everything changes right now. McChrystal was referring, of course, to President Obama's newly unveiled war plan for Afghanistan. It calls for 30,000 more U.S. troops and a drawdown to start about 18 months from now. Today, McChrystal said the new plan is not the beginning of the end, but rather the end of the beginning. Reporter Ben Gilbert is in Kandahar at the air base. And tell us, first of all, Ben, what did General McChrystal mean by that quote?
Well, he had said that basically beginning today with Obama's speech and the increase in troops, that the last 8 years can basically be put behind us, and that today a new strategy that actually he's been working on with his commanders on the ground around Afghanistan and preparing for and preparing to implement has now officially been instituted. It very much echoed what President Obama said, but added a lot more details, obviously, for his commanders on the ground and the civilian staff that are also here in Afghanistan.
General McChrystal also today worked on kind of honing the central message of this surge to the troops who are already there. Do you have any sense of what that message is so far, aside from 30,000 new troops are soon to be joining you?
Well, I think he made a point to say that in the next year and a half, Afghanistan will see a difference. I mean, to listen to him speak, you believe that this is going to happen and that there's no doubt about it, and that you forget the fact that 80,000 troops might have been nice as well, and he doesn't show this either. I mean, he's ecstatic about these 30,000 troops coming in this new beginning. But he echoed President Obama's message today. We are here to secure Afghanistan, our brothers, he called them, the Afghan people, and to secure the country and to help build a stable government and security forces here.
Ben, how soon can implementation of the new plan go into effect, and how soon could it make a difference? Did McChrystal talk about that at all?
Well, actually, he didn't even have to talk about it. I mean, everybody who's here knows that there have been plans in the works for weeks, if not months. Today, I was briefed by a Canadian general with Task Force Kandahar, which is a Canadian and a joint U.S. unit here, basically, that has control of Kandahar City and about 85% of the population in Kandahar province. And you got to remember, this is one of the most violent provinces for coalition troops in Afghanistan. So the unit here has essentially been beefed up. They're surrounding Kandahar City, and the strategy here is to pretty much try to keep the Taliban out of the city. And these plans have been in the works for the last couple months, and so already they're moving around brigades. They're moving around units to try to implement this new strategy. Literally today, these plans were announced that have been in the works.
And how will the new U.S. plan with all these soldiers actually affect the command of this Canadian general you spoke with?
Well, he's going to have a lot more troops in a smaller area, which their operations officer of this unit just briefed me saying that it's a smaller area, but actually with more troops. So in terms of counterinsurgency doctrine, he said this is a very good thing because this gives you a higher troop ratio to population ratio, which is the key to giving security in a counterinsurgency strategy.
Now, Ben, last night when President Obama made his speech, you were with soldiers at Kandahar Air Base. What kind of impressions did Mr. Obama make on them?
Well, I think a lot of them heard perhaps what they needed to hear, because my impression here of morale has been, I've been surprised at how negative many soldiers have been about this campaign in Afghanistan, about being in Afghanistan, about fighting in Afghanistan. So I think in a lot of ways, President Obama's speech is coming at the right time. So President Obama seemed to address them with an urgency that I heard a number of troops today say to me, well, that makes me think about it again.
Reporter Ben Gilbert in Kandahar. Appreciate your time. Thank you.